And now a question. Who would have the chutzpah to call on China's president to resign? That question seems to be weighing heavily on some members of China's security apparatus. They've been detaining and questioning people about the origins of an anonymous online letter criticizing President Xi Jinping. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing on the manhunt and its implications.
New York-based activist and blogger Wen Yunchao insists he did not write this letter. No matter, his mother, father, and younger brother disappeared, apparently into police custody in southern China. I assume that they took my family members away, he says by phone from New York, in order to force me to cooperate with their investigation into the letter or even to get me to confess to being involved with it. The letter was published online earlier this month and calls on Xi Jinping to step down. Several editors and managers at a Chinese news website that posted the letter have since been detained. Animated propaganda videos like this one portray President Xi Jinping as a leader who is tough on corruption but close to ordinary citizens. The letter acknowledges that Xi's anti-graft drive has gotten good results. But it also argues that Xi has amassed too much power in his own hands and that this has undermined the Chinese state and its policies. Others have made similar criticisms without calling on Xi to resign.
It seems like there have been a massive amount of resources put into this case to investigate who wrote the letter, how it was disseminated, and to stop people from talking about it overseas.
William Nee is a Hong Kong-based researcher for Amnesty International. He argues that Chinese authorities could have just chosen to censor the article online. But by choosing to launch a manhunt for the author of the letter, Beijing has actually attracted extra attention.
From a human rights angle, it's absolutely egregious that people who are family members of overseas dissidents who have done nothing but comment on the letter and the current affairs are being targeted. And this is really kind of reaching a new level in the crackdown on dissent in China.
Authorities have also detained relatives of Germany-based journalist Zhang Ping in an apparent attempt to stop him from so much as commenting on the letter. Activist Wen Yunchao says police had previously told his family members to tell him not to criticize the Communist Party. But he says he was not prepared for his relatives' disappearance. Try as I might, he says, I could never have imagined that they would use such barbaric, inhumane methods to handle this matter. Many, if not most people inside China, don't know about the letter because domestic media haven't said a word about it. The conservative state-run tabloid The Global Times said in an English-language op-ed that authorities investigating the case will announce their findings in due time. And until then, people should not rush to conclusions. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.